Wow, absolutely. Amazing is that our heart, our prayers to God. Keep us in the moment. Keep us in the moment. We're going to switch things up here a little bit, do manifestations after the teaching today. So, yes, we will be doing them. Tonight, I want to start in 1 John chapter 4. To have a Bible or a phone or a tablet or a computer or a photographic memory, then give you a moment to get there. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. This teaching is entitled, Not Ordinary. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You ever heard that before? Yeah. You're of God, little children. You've overcome them. Who is them? Well, they're all those variables, circumstances, situations, things of the enemy, the adversary, that we have now risen above victoriously because of what Jesus has accomplished and is in us living. And you know what, guys? You're not called to be a people pleaser. You weren't called to just fit in with the crowd. You know what? God has destined you. God has destined myself for something far greater. You know what? Something different. There's a quotation that says, I want to be the pen behind God's ear that he reaches for when it's time to change the world. I just thought that was so awesome, because a lot of you workers keep the pens and pencils behind your ears. But what that did is it stirred me to remember a verse in Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8. It says, also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. I am a willing subject. I am a willing volunteer, a servant at any time, any place. Here am I, send me. You know, the world, it's broken, it's dysfunctional, but you are different. The world is dark, yes, and depressed, yes, but you are different. The world is full of fear and frustration, but you are different. You've been called to something else. Because God is with us. God is with you. He's for you. He's in you. And your light shines brightly. Dan mentioned that last night. Your light shines in the darkness. You are hope to the hopeless. You are called. You are equipped. You are created in Christ to live a godly life in an ungodly world. And it's a beautiful work that God is working within us. It's a beautiful thing. You know that verse in Ephesians 2:15 that we've looked at a number of different times, where it says that we are God's workmanship. Ephesians 2:15, you remember that one, right? We are God's workmanship. And that he has created us unto good works, and that we can have such great joy in that. You know, a famous composer, you've heard of him, named Johann Sebastian Bach. He said, I play the notes as they are written, but it is God who makes the music. And I thought, that is just so beautiful, that we deliver the message as God has equipped each and every one of us, but it's God who works in people's hearts to make the greatest changes. We're just spokesmen. We're just the messengers. We're not the message in and of itself. See, we don't have to live like the rest of the world. You don't have to be afraid what happens in the world around you, around me. Because, you know what? God is greater. God is greater. His healing is greater than sickness. His peace is greater than fear. His provision is greater than your lack. His grace is greater than sin. You know, in Romans chapter 8, verses 37 through 39, in my paraphrase version, It says that we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. We have the ability within us to overcome and to not just look at what's directly in front of us. The believers in the Old Testament dealt with that when they went up against the Red Sea. I don't even know what potentially could have been in their minds. But you know what? God did not remove the Red Sea, did he? He opened it. And he can find and will find a way to help us through our situations and our circumstances as well. He didn't just make the Red Sea disappear, but he did open it. And he paved a way for people, his people, to move forward and receive the deliverance. You know, God's Spirit lives in you as a believer in Jesus Christ. And I can make a positive, radical difference in this world that we find ourselves living in. You know, Billy Graham made a great statement. He said, "We are the Bibles the world is reading. We are the creeds the world is needing. We are the sermons the world is heeding." Our lives are the living, breathing testament of how much God has loved us. You know, Jesus told the disciples, "You know, a new commandment I give to you, that you would love one another, even as I have loved you." It's the badge of Christianity, that love of God that just is oozing out of us. 2 Corinthians 5:20, if you'll remember that verse, says, "We are ambassadors for Christ. We represent the Lord Jesus Christ everywhere we go, in everything that we do, whether we're at work, whether we're at home, whether we're at the grocery store, wherever your life may take you, you are the Bible that someone is reading. You are the creed that the world is needing, and you and I are the sermons that the world is potentially able to listen to. You know, your life is and can be, and I hesitate to say these words, should be, ought to be, a living sermon. You know, I've said this before, I'd rather see a sermon than hear one any day. I'd rather one should walk with me than merely show the way." There was a gentleman who lived a long time ago. He made a statement that said, "Preach the gospel at all times, and if necessary, use words." Okay? That's because our life is a living testimony. We're reflecting the love of God. We're reflecting the greatness of Christ within us. Every place we are, every place we go. So we preach the gospel at all times, and if necessary, use words. You know, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, that he said, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." That's in Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. "Let your light so shine that people, that the world, that they see your good works." And everywhere we go and every step that we take, we can be a living example, a living testament to the way that God has really worked so magnificently in our lives. You know, we will never change the world by going to church. We will only change the world by being the church. I'd like to give you a prime example of, I think, what reflects something that was pretty admirable in terms of how the church functioned. It's in Acts chapter 2, verse 42. You're familiar with it. But remember that. We will never change the world by going to church or just saying that we're a Christian. We'll only change the world one person at a time, many times, by being that person, by being the church, being that living example. See? And if we're in this relationship with God, into his word, doing the things of God, many times we don't have to pretend. We don't have to like, "Oh, I better do this for my Christian behavior." It just oozes out of us. It's just who we are. You know, Ken once said, you know, we don't have to stop lying. We stop lying because it's just not who we are. It's not part of our identity. We're no longer are that person. Well, these verses in Acts chapter 2, verse 42, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and breaking of bread and prayers. And fear came upon every soul. Many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things common. And they sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need. And they continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they'd eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the what? The church daily such as should be saved. Boy, what a shining example of living the greatness of the Word, this interaction of the dynamics of the mystery with each person, with Christ in them, and as they're renewing their minds, they're being transformed, see, into that image. This is something that God held secret since before the foundation of the world, that the devil would have known it. He would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Folks, we're sitting on something pretty doggone powerful here, I'd say. What do you think? We're not ordinary, run-of-the-mill, robotic people. We are unique. We are special. And we are exactly what the world needs. We have answers, even if we don't think we have answers sometimes. We have the answers that this world needs. 1 John 4:4 again. You are of God, little children, and you have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Glory, hallelujah, amen. I want to play this song by Gino, included in my teaching, as we close out here, and then I will take some folks off of mute, and we'll have some manifestations, okay? God bless.
The world never gave. It's a peace that cannot take away. Though the trials of life may surround like a cloud, there's a peace that has come here to stay. For God my Father set me free, and I'm changed by the Christ in me. No longer to walk this road alone, and I'm not ordinary anymore, not ordinary like before. Spirit filled, it's Christ in me. I'm not ordinary, I'm not ordinary anymore, not ordinary like before. Spirit filled, it's Christ in me. I'm not ordinary. Christ Jesus is mine. I am constantly abiding. Oh yeah, Christ Jesus is mine. I am constantly abiding. Oh, oh. Glory divine. Glory divine. Sing of a Savior and Lord, when peace sweetly came to my heart. My troubles all fled away, and my night turned to day. Blessed Jesus, how glorious thou art. And I'm filled with power from above, and I'm walking in God's light and love. I freely give, freely I receive. And I'm not ordinary anymore, not ordinary like before. Spirit filled, it's Christ in me. I'm not ordinary, I'm not ordinary anymore, not ordinary like before. Spirit filled, it's Christ in me. I'm not ordinary. And I'm constantly abiding. Oh yeah, Christ Jesus is mine. I am constantly abiding. Oh yeah, Christ Jesus is mine. I am constantly abiding. Oh, oh. Glory divine. And God has no feet but our feet. And God has no hands but our hands. And He has no voice but our voice to spread His word of life. We're seated in the heavenlies, walking in His grace and peace. We're shining light, ambassadors for Christ. And I'm not ordinary anymore, not ordinary like before. Spirit-filled.